Talking this evening with Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, you've just been called winner by some media outlets. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ron. And especially in a two-year cycle after all the effort went into passing the Farm Bill, so important to rural America, so important to my neighbors and my fellow farmers and ranchers in the 3rd District, being vindicated by their votes today is it's wonderfully kind of them and very much appreciated.
Looks like thus far we've already seen a couple of pickups by the GOP in the U.S. Senate races. We could have a Senate majority for the GOP in just another few hours.
Absolutely. If the present trends continue, I would expect a Republican majority in the United States Senate. The question then will be what happens in the great state of Kansas. The polls, as you and I speak now, have not quite closed yet. My former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, my former colleague when he was ranking member for a time in the early part of the Farm Bill, is most likely the next person, Pat Roberts, to be chairman of the committee, assuming everything works out in Kansas. If not, then it kind of throws all the balls in the air, but we'll be well represented in our region of the country, whatever happens tonight.
Now, clearly, if the GOP takes control in the Senate, there's been a lot of talk about revisiting at least the nutrition part of the Farm Bill.
Oh, I know there's a lot of concern about that, but I would remind all of my colleagues, temper your expectations, because after all, you still have to have a signature by the president on any major reform bill. There will not be sufficient Republican votes either in the House or the Senate, no matter how good tonight turns out, and I'm very optimistic, to override a veto, so we still have to work through the process. But the hearings, the consideration, looking at the things that can be better done to not only help deliver the safety net on the nutrition side, but give people a chance to step up from that safety net to get on their back on their feet, so to speak, is an important thing. But yes, that's what I would expect would be the nutrition title would be the hot topic next year.
One of the unfinished business items for the commodity title and for the risk management side of the Farm Bill is APH for winter wheat producers. In asking the Secretary of Agriculture this last week at the National FFA Convention, he didn't say definitely no, but he sure was awfully against moving any off of his position on that.
Well, first, bear in mind we've come a long ways. Initially, he said APH, the adjustment that is so important in the drought-stricken areas in the last 5 years, was unachievable. Now, basically, with the exception of winter wheat, they've made it available for every other crop across the country in all the regions. So I'd say there's a window of opportunity. But I promise you, the old hometown expression of stink on a June bug, I've been like stink on a June bug on the secretary. I'm trying to help enlighten him, trying to help move him in that right direction. But so far, he says he just can't do it. But we all need to encourage him, not just the chairman of the Ag Committee, but everyone needs to help encourage the secretary on that issue.
After all the votes are counted and all the dust settles, you've still got lame duck ahead of you. That gives you another several weeks as chairman of the House Ag Committee. Any unfinished business that you hope to get done?
Well, we'll pursue tying up all the loose ends, but basically we'll only be there 2 weeks in November. We'll have to do the appropriations process, finish funding the federal government. We'll be there 2 weeks in December. We have to do a tax extenders bill to address the uncertainties of the tax code, the things that have expired. I suspect the president will come and ask us for more military authority. Well, he will not say that now. I expect it's coming. So it'll be a pretty hectic schedule. And the steering committee and the Republican conference and the new majority will pick my successor, and we'll be in the trance for a process of moving the chairmanship from me to who that might be. But bottom line is this. The issues that still matter, APH, a variety of other things, trying to press our foreign trade partners on TTP, we will press on all those issues till the last day.
Cool. Any chance of getting it done this year, or is that a 2015 deal?
Well, Senator Stabenow still shows a real hesitation. I would hope after tonight, and apparently what I believe will be the change in chairmanship from D to R in the Senate, that a more rational, better perspective will be had. I mean, after all, the law has twice been basically thumped by the World Trade Organization, where our trade partners. Basically, I don't see how you can implement what has been proposed. And the practical thing is either we address the problems or we suffer some really substantial trade sanctions, and nobody wants that in the United States.
Last question as far as your future. Talk about financial services, maybe a leadership role there. Any chances there?
Well, I have a number of my colleagues, both Republican and Democrat, who've advocated to me that I offer myself to the Republican conference to be considered for chairman of the Financial Services Committee. And that's a committee with jurisdiction over all the banks, the insurance companies, the stock exchanges, credit unions. Literally, if the Farm Bill is billions of dollars of jurisdiction, financial services is trillions of dollars of jurisdiction. That decision will be made by the steering committee, which is heavily influenced by leadership. I would say that from my perspective, if some of the fundamental attitudes and the way we work the Farm Bill issues would be used in financial services, we really could make some progress. So I'm frustrated, and we'll just have to see, Ron, how it works out.
I guess what, you've had some experience with CFTC, so that's at least a starting point for you know, making yourself available.
And I have served almost as long on financial services as I have on agriculture. So I've been on the other committee for two decades. I understand the issues. It's just most people perceive me as the Farm Bill guy, but I'm also the financial services guy, too.